Find other great podcasts like this one at podmoth.network.
Hello!
And welcome to BSP, Believer Skeptic Podcast.
The podcast where two idiots debate weird phenomena.
I'm Chris, I'm the Believer.
I'm Cody, I'm the Skeptic.
And if this is your first time listening to us, we are an LGBTQ paranormal comedy podcast and proud members of the Podmoth Network, and this is a mini-sode.
He was like leaning and he almost fell off his chair saying that. Yes! So if you are new, first of all, happy 420 day, everyone. That's when we're recording it. Hope you're having a good one. If you're new to the podcast, this is how a mini-sode works. We release a full episode every other week. Well, in the interim week, we release a mini-sode, which is one paranormal story apiece that teases the upcoming topic. So it's kind of a hint. So it's a game you can play to try to guess the full topic. The full topic is going to be our live episode.
Arizona Theater Matters.
Thank you.
So yes, you will be listening to this mini-sode before that shows, because we will be dropping it after it streamed live. So yes, if you would, you can go to arizonatheatermatters.org and you'll find a nifty little poster there of the 2022 festival that they are producing, and we are one of the acts on there.
Yeah!
And we recorded that episode a little bit earlier, and it's going to be pretty fun, so make sure and watch that.
Oh my god, it's so good. It's so good. And yeah, so you can either watch it live or stream live, or we'll actually release it on the podcast.
Audio, yeah.
Yeah. So if you want to see our charming faces, tune in.
It's a lot of fun.
It is. So should we hop into our stories?
Yeah.
How this one, people I don't think are going to guess. It's really obvious for mine.
Mine too.
But does yours use the word?
Yes.
Oh, it does?
Yep.
I
really couldn't avoid it.
Okay. Well then, y'all, this one's going to be easy.
You or me?
I think it's your turn to go first.
Sure.
Go for it.
This story comes from, guess where?
Oh God, Your Haunted Stories.
Your Ghost Stories.com. And yeah, it's the writer is from here in Arizona, and this comes from 2013, I believe.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah. The story I'm about to share with you is a true story, and it's about a frightening experience that happened to me and my friends as a result of a seance. About 3 years ago, my best friend Monique had called me one night in October and asked me to go to her grandparents' house where she used to live. Excuse me.
You okay?
We just had dinner. It's just a couple of blocks away from my house, so I went walking at night. When I got there, we started drinking a few beers. Then her older sister came and sat down with us outside on the porch and started talking about a seance they both did with their cousins at his trailer and how freaked out they were that night. After talking about it for a while, Monique's sister took out her phone and told me about a few recordings they got on the phone.
Oh.
Well, on the phone, there's like 4 to 5 recordings from that night right after the seance. Monique had just gotten home from her cousin when her cousin Jesse called her, all freaking out, crying and saying, "Monique, help me. He's not leaving me alone. He's right next to me. I can't see him, but I can feel him beside me." At the same time, Monique was hearing this demonic voice. It was like a growing voice, but only she could hear it, but not her cousin. One of the disturbing recording was one where Monique said, "Leave him alone, get away from him," and it actually answered her, and you could hear it say in a demonic growling voice, "No."
No. Do we have recordings? This recording?
Oh, I didn't know. At the same time, you could hear the cousin still freaking out. It was very scary. I literally almost crapped in my pants when I heard it. No lie. Nobody believes us about this. They say they somehow made this recording up. It's not made up. It's real. A couple of days later, I went back to her grandma's house. She had invited me to watch a new TV show called Paranormal Lab. And through all this time, we both had this feeling of uneasiness. We didn't know why. We ended up going to her bedroom and closed the door and watched the show there. But then she got a call from one of her friends, so she stepped outside to go meet her friend. But I felt very uneasy by myself, so I went and waited in the living room when suddenly she started yelling at me, "Hey, that's not funny. Open the door. Why did you lock it?" And I was like, "What are you talking about? I haven't even touched the door." So
good acting.
So when I went to open the door, the latch was turned all the way. It somehow locked itself, but the only way to do so is to lock it inside the house. But I was the only one there inside at the time.
Whoa.
Then we heard like weird noises on the roof. We didn't know what it was, so we both freaked out, and we went outside to wait for her friends to get there. About a week later, the movie Paranormal Activity came out in theaters, so my friend and I went to go see it. After we watched the movie, we went to her cousin's trailer house, and my friend thought it would be great time to do a seance. However, I did not want no part in it at all, but my friend and her cousin still did it. We sat on the kitchen table, my friend, her two cousins, and I. Her sister was there too, but she was with her kids laying down in the living room. So my friend and her cousin, just the two, started the seance. They lit a candle, turned the lights on, off, and began. I was already praying at this point. I am not going to get into details of how they did the seance, but I will say that when he was saying or reciting whatever he is doing, the candle would go dimmer and dimmer and dimmer, and then it would light up again.
Whoa.
I was freaking out. Then when they finished, they turned on the lights, and all hell broke loose. Both of them started crying uncontrollably and literally jumped out of their chairs and started running back and forth and saying things like, "Get away from me, leave us alone." Then her cousin said that they both have to read the lines they read in order to send it back and close it out. But she said she would not do it. She started crying hysterically, but her cousin read the lines by himself, and he went back to normal. But Monique was just crying uncontrollably. Her sister had to get up and try to calm her down. I got a bottle of holy water that they had, and I started throwing it around her and at her, and after a while, she calmed down. I went home praying that night because I was so shaken up from what I just witnessed. My friend Monique told me a few days later that she would still see things, but thank God she's doing a lot better now.
Whoa.
That's insane.
Yeah. Just imagine throwing the bottle of holy water at her.
I know.
Clunk.
Eyes are all burning.
Like, ah! As a little tangent on Easter, because it was just Easter Sunday, we went to church, and at Mass on Easter, they do this thing where they walk up and down the aisle with the holy water.
Oh.
And they have like a thing that like throws it.
Yeah.
And they bless the whole church. Yeah. And my niece, who's three, none of the holy water actually touched her. And she melted down about it right in church. She was throwing a fit because the holy water didn't get on her.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
That's funny.
She is precious. Oh, remind me to tell you a story.
Okay.
It's so good. Okay. Anyway, it's not good enough for y'all. But this is an encounter with an evil spirit posted by Darren in Oklahoma. And
from Reddit?
From...
Oh, I thought...
Oh, from True Ghost Stories! Is that your... No. True Ghost Tales. Never mind.
You still got it wrong. You get it wrong every
time. True Ghost Tales. That's it.
My Ghost Stories.
No, your Ghost Stories. That's right. Y'all, and I'm pretty sure that y'all know the episode from Chris's stories. I'm not going to hide anything.
What?
The topic?
Oh!
I'm pretty sure there's... There's no...
I said it about 50 times.
Yeah, like in the first sentence. But anyway, it's definitely not seances, y'all. Anyway, during my experiences summoning spirits with Ouija boards, one particular spirit always seemed compelled to make its presence known. Its name is Zozo.
Mm-hmm.
This could be an episode, y'all.
I didn't
this
know you didn't know about Zozo.
No, and
what?
There's a websites dedicated to Zozo.
Yeah. Ugh. Like, we should have discussed him more during our Ouija episode.
Oh, it's creepy. So, Darren went on to say, "Today I refuse to even pronounce its name, as I believe the mere pronunciation of it can cause it to manifest itself."
That bullshit better not be in my room since you've said it already once.
Well, what's so funny is he apparently has no problems typing it out 100 times. Because, get ready. I was trying... Oh, wait. "Too many times to count, it has at first pretended to be a nice spirit or pretend to be whomever I was trying to contact. But eventually, it showed its true self cussing me, threatening me, and others' presence in the room."
You could just say his name backwards.
Ozoz. "Once it actually cussed me, using what looked like Latin or Hebrew and using biblical terminology. I was genuinely fascinated and startled by how many times Zozo showed up. Even in many different states and many different Ouija boards, it always wound up being very nasty and commented freely about how it wanted to possess my girlfriends and take them to paradise. When asked where paradise was, guess what it spelled?
U-G-L-L.
Correct. One time, after Zozo was being extremely evil, I walked into my bathroom only to see my one-year-old daughter was about to drown. Her mother had left her alone in the tub just for a second, and somehow the water got turned on and was overflowing. Instinctively, she had her face tilted up and was seconds from going under when I grabbed her from the water.
Wow.
The next day, she was hospitalized for some internal infection and was put in isolation for 14 days as doctors tried to diagnose the illness. We almost lost her. At the same time, our girlfriend maintained a trance-like state. Her personality changed from a very sweet person to withdrawn and uncaring. Zozo said before that it was going to possess her and eat her soul. I was recording music for a future rock project, and I remember jokingly asked if it had an opinion on what I should name the band. It spelled Iron Tongue, which at the time I thought was pretty cool.
Iron Clip.
Iron Iron Bung. Only later, when my daughter's tongue swelled up in the hospital to the point of asphyxiation, I realized it wasn't cool at all.
Oh,
her tongue became rock hard and distorted her face, swelling up to the point where it hung grotesquely from her mouth.
Ooh.
When guests would spend the night in our house, they would claim they heard frightening voices coming from inside the walls. Objects would be thrown across the room and spiders seemed to come from nowhere. Ah! My girlfriend's brother, who lived with us... Oh, don't! No, please no. Don't, you didn't hear that. You didn't hear that. Oz. My girlfriend's brother, who lived with us, complained that he couldn't sleep at night because the conversations were so loud that he simply could not rest. He believed in ghosts, and though he wasn't afraid of them, he said it definitely felt demonic. Lights would come off and on by themselves. Doors would open and unlock themselves. One night in our bedroom, a vicious laughter emanated from thin air. And to this day,
no,
I cannot explain the terror in that laughter. Yeah, it's unbelievable. And he just has so many experiences. One night, I was awakened by what felt like hands on my throat choking me. I couldn't breathe. I couldn't scream. After about 30 seconds, it released its grip, and I gasped for air. The same thing happened to my girlfriend the next night. Another time, me and her brother were standing just outside the back porch, sliding glass door, when we were talking about a supposed curse on their family. I abruptly exclaimed, "I rebuke this curse in the name of Jesus Christ." I no longer finished saying those exact words when a deafening sound and a vibration struck the entire house with such an alarming boom that the neighbors came over to ask if I'd heard something strange. I knew it wasn't our imaginations.
That's insane.
I got out the ladder to see what had landed on top of the house, only to find nothing. Things settled down after that, but to this day, I believe that whatever made that noise also caused the disturbance to go away for a while.
That's not fair. You left it like on a cliffhanger.
Yeah, because the article was longer than that, but that's where we're going to end it for now. Dun, dun, dun.
If you want to read the rest of that story and get a conclusion, go to our show notes.
Go to somethingstoryghosttales.stories. Because I don't know what the fuck is going on.
Oh, that was fun.
That was fun.
Yeah. So, yeah. So you'll know what next week's episode's about.
Yeah, to try to make, if you have any guesses.
But that being said, it's a longer episode. It's an hour and a half. And it is chock full of really fun stuff.
Really, really good stuff. Yeah. Listen in. It's awesome. It's so good.
Again, Arizona Theater Matters, arizonatheatermatters.org. You can find the information where to live stream that. It's pay what you can. So
exactly. All right, y'all. Well, we'll get out of your hair now. But again, tune in next week. Let us know what you thought of this. Have a lovely time, and bye.